Dingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Wow, nice mellow song to end the show
with. We're going to rock you.
Hey, listen, Metallica, yes. Computers, it works.
Oh, there, see? Huh? There is a correlation.
I think so.
Yeah.
I was trying to help Tex out. He's got an eMac. He's got a Mac, and he wants to scan images, and you know what?
Is it an eMac? I was thinking eMachine.
I don't know, whichever it is, but
okay.
Actually, it is a Mac because he's got iPhoto and a bunch of other goodies.
An eMac.
And I'm going to text, just hang tight there. We're just about done with the show, and your questions are going to require a whole lot more patience and time than we can give you on the air.
Yeah.
So just hang tight there, and we'll see if we can help you. Also, the SpyBot issue, that's our free download of the week. If you are experiencing a lot of pop-ups, you're experiencing your internet connection being very slow, the very first thing you want to do is see if you've got a spyware issue. And if you do, you can find out about that and actually get rid of it with SpyBot. So check that out. Another reminder is, you know, we've been doing this for over 10 years trying to help people out. We have 14 locations here in town, Data Doctors does. You just go to our website, you can type in a zip code. If you got a question you couldn't get through to this show, just call any of the stores.
Yes.
Just call and say, hey, I couldn't get in the radio show, I just had a quick question.
Can you help me,
and if they can help you with it, they will. And if they can't, they'll maybe try to give you some resources, some tips on how to go find the answer to your question. Also, we have lots and lots of previously asked questions and those answers at computerproblems.com. It's about 3,500 questions and answers with a little search engine. So it's a real unsophisticated search engine. So don't be typing in some long, how do I get something to work?
Basic.
Three or four words like modem speed or, you know, scanning photos.
CPU.
Or partitioning. If you were to type that in, you could, you know,
find
all the stuff that has to do with partitioning. So check that out at computerproblems.com. Now, here's a very common question that we get. Rick asks, often when I click onto a website, the images are blank, and only a small symbol in the upper corner appears. What is wrong? Mm. Well, Rick, if it's happening at basically every site you go to, the problem is in your computer, your browser. There's a couple of different possibilities. If it happens only once in a while, likely what happened is whoever created that website screwed up.
Yeah, or it's down something.
They forgot to, well, they didn't properly upload the images.
Yes.
So they made reference to them, but they didn't actually put them in the right place. So that's why you'll get that box and a little red square, or the little red X, is it's not there.
And always try hitting refresh. Sometimes, even on my computer, it just won't come up, and I hit refresh, bam, there it is.
Sometimes you can also right-click and say show picture, and sometimes it forces the page to go out and load that one image.
One image.
So you
very
can try
cool.
that as well. Now, if it's happening on every single site that you go to, Rick, chances are your temporary internet files area is too full. Folks, if you don't, on occasion, go out and do some maintenance on your system to clean out all the old junk, you will eventually run out of space for the internet files, and it will cause these kinds of things to happen.
And so that's easy to clean up.
Yeah, actually, if you just go to click on Start, and then Programs, go to the Accessories group, you will find a group in there called System Tools.
Mm-hmm.
And inside of the System Tools, you should see something called Disk Cleanup, and it will actually go out and find all the stuff that Windows knows is safe to get rid of, give it to you in a list and say, do you want to get rid of this stuff? And you put a check mark next to the stuff you want to get rid of. Shows you how much space you're going to free up. You say, okay, bada bing, bada boom, tastes like chicken, you're all done.
You can also go to, when you're in the browser, go over to the tools.
Right.
Go down to internet options.
Right.
There's the general tab. Click on delete files. And that'll clean up just the temporary internet files that are stored.
Yes.
And that is a much smaller scale than what you said, but that is a quicker, quick, down and dirty. Get those temporaries out of there.
Yes, and also, if you're having a problem, we got a couple of emails in here, I can't do some online banking, that kind of thing. Those are the kinds of things that can cause it. Either spyware or your browser is too full of internet temporary files, or temporary internet files. Internet temporary. Blah, blah. I think it's time to wrap this thing up. Da, 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 da. Again, if you like what you hear on this show and would like a little piece of that emailed to you every single week, absolutely free with no spam and no ads, none of that, check out our website, datadoctors.com. You'll see there's a place where you can subscribe to our newsletter. You want to squeeze in a Did You Know fact here before we wrap this thing up?
Yes, let's try and do that.
All right.
Did you know the first computer was actually designed in 1834?
Get out of here.
I know. When I read it, I was What?
What are you smoking? What are you, exactly. you drinking on the job again?
No. The design, a gentleman by the name of Charles Babbage designed what was called the analytical engine in 1834,
yeah.
basically the precursor to the computer.
Yeah, okay.
But everybody said, no, you don't know, this isn't going to do what you think it's going to do.
Worthless.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is, the government funded him for a short amount of time, and they said, this is worthless. You're out of there.
You're
no.
wasting your time.
Yeah, and then 100 years later, people said, wow, he envisioned this and designed it. All we had to do was apply that
do you know who the
creativity.
First, do you know who the first computers really were?
What do you mean?
There were people that actually could compute. You had people that were too ignorant to read and write that needed computation done, and people in the 1600s would
go to
seriously, they were called the computer because
they computed
the math,
the stuff.
Huh?
See?
That's where
Yay.
It all comes from.
It all starts with us.
Computer. All right, Tex, hang on there. We'll get to you. Again, we thank everyone that participated. Hopefully, if you got anything at all from this, you can take that and run with it. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget the audio archives will be posted at our website, datadoctors.com. Just click on the radio show section. You'll see this week's resources.
Yes, you will.
As well as the audio files that are about to be posted. Don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter. Don't forget to stop opening email attachments. Don't forget to stop sending junk mail. And don't forget that if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
It's the Data Doctors signing off here once again on News Radio 620 KTAR. See you all next week.